Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you're hitting us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. The whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates. Nick Costos joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game in AFC West rivalry renewed between the Raiders and the Broncos. Broncos be wearing those orange crush throwbacks. Always a good choice when they rock the throwbacks. Like, their current jerseys suck, by the way. Like, the throwbacks are way better than what they're trotting out there on a week-to-week basis. So it'll be a fun aesthetic and a nice jersey matchup tonight on Thursday Night Football. Will it be competitive? We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment. But at least the jerseys will be on point between the silver and black and Broncos country. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And because we're so kind and putting the content on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We have three guests that will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports bettor, part of the Hammer HQ. Our guy, Joey Knish, will stop by to give us his best bets in college football. Anything on the Detroit Lions taking on a wounded Washington Commanders team? But we'll talk mainly college football with our guy Knish at 5:20. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern time, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, Jay Croucher, will check in to give us his thoughts on Week 10 in the NFL, some big picture topics, NFL awards, NBA awards, as we're a couple weeks into the regular season. We'll pick the mind of Jay Croucher coming up at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then at 6:20 Eastern, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, co-host of the Forward Progress Show, Rob Pizzola, will give us his best bets for Week 10 in the NFL. So can't wait to talk to Kanish, Jay, and Rob all throughout these 4 hours. And we can't wait to hear from you. Go ahead. The real ones out there. Let us know on YouTube or on Twitch your favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game between the Raiders and the Broncos. Could be a side, total, prop. Favorite bet for tonight's game. Let us know why and drop it in the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a tip of the cap later on during the program. You, the real ones out there watching and listening. So let's get into the show, shall we? And today and this week in general is the midway point in the NFL season. And at the midway point, I always find that it's a useful exercise and just a fun experiment to go ahead and take a little bit of inventory on where we stand 9 weeks into the regular season. Now, obviously, we still have the playoffs to go and stuff, so it's not the midway point of the NFL season, but it's the midway point of the NFL regular season. And it always is kind of funny to go back and look at some of the preseason predictions you might have put out there. Like, this morning, I was looking at some of the ones that I had. I had the Indianapolis Colts finishing in last in the AFC South. They're going to win the division by multiple games. How about that one? Houston, yeah, Tennessee is going to be the second place team. No, actually, Tennessee is going to fire their head coach. That's what's going to happen. You know how I felt about the Raiders. I had the Broncos in last place, which, as I said on yesterday's show, that being Wednesday, that tonight's Thursday night football game is the Femi Ebefe Mea Culpa Bowl between the Raiders and the Broncos. Dead wrong about those two teams coming into this season. NFC, not crazy wrong. I mean, I had the Falcons win in the South. That appears to be very wrong. I had the Commanders making the playoffs. You know, a lot of injuries. I didn't know Jaden Daniels was going to get hurt three times this year. Like, a lot of injuries. But for the most part, normal teams, Niners, yeah, the Lions. I did not have the Rams in the playoffs, though. I must admit that. I thought the back injury with Matthew Stafford was going to be problematic. Clearly, he has been able to manage the back injury, so he is all good. And the Rams are all good in the thick of the NFC West race. So those are some of the misses, if you will, at the start of the season. Those predictions were given out here in this very segment on the NFL opening night eve. But let's talk about what's currently happening as we're about to get started with week 10 later on tonight in the Rocky Mountains. So our current AFC playoff picture, because I want to go through what I think is going to happen by the time we get to the end. AFC playoff picture, how the playoffs will play out, same as in the NFC, and ultimately who will win the Super Bowl. I do have a revised Super Bowl champion after picking Packers over Bills at the beginning of the season. So our current AFC playoff picture, which I think five of these teams will make the playoffs, two of them I'm going to have on the outside looking in. So your current picture, the Colts are the one seed, the Patriots are the two, Denver's the three, Pittsburgh is the four, Buffalo's the five, you have the Chargers as the six, and the Jaguars as your seven seed. I think the six and the seven are going to miss the playoffs. And from a betting standpoint, you're getting some pretty decent plus money on both of those teams to miss the playoffs. The Chargers, who last Sunday lost their left tackle Joe Alt for the rest of the season, this is already coming off of losing Rashawn Slater in training camp, they now have backup offensive tackles. That O-line is in shambles. They're plus 185 to miss the playoffs. Now, they have an incredibly high leverage game this Sunday against the Steelers, but like, you don't have to squint too hard to see the Chargers on the outside looking in, despite how much trust we have in their head coach quarterback combination, that being Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. So Chargers plus 185 to miss, I'm down with that. Jaguars plus 125 to miss, I had to do a double take that we were still getting plus money. I understand they're in the playoffs right now, but like, let's be for real. This is not a good football team. And you know how you know they're not a good football team? Because they're a one-point favorite against the Davis Mills-led Houston Texans. That's how you know the Jacksonville Jaguars are not a good football team. Plus 125 to miss the playoffs on Jacksonville. So let me get to who I think will be in the playoffs in the AFC. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be your one seed. I felt that this entire season. I felt that before the season started. I think things are going to shape up really nicely for the Buffalo Bills. Defense looks like it's playing better. So I have Buffalo as your one seed, your AFC East champion. I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to run down the Pittsburgh Steelers and win the North. I do have Baltimore, though, as the three seed in the AFC. We'll get some more of that coming up a little bit later. The AFC South, it's the Colts. I mean, that's just kind of what it is. The AFC West, I know where things stand right now. Kansas City is still going to win that division. And I do think Kansas City is going to be your two seed in the AFC. They're plus 130 right now to win the West. I wouldn't bet that today because I think Denver's going to win tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. So you probably get a better price tomorrow, not like by a drastic amount, but maybe plus 130 becomes plus 140 or plus 150. You don't lose anything waiting unless, of course, the Denver Broncos lose, which I don't think anyone's expecting against the Las Vegas Raiders. As your 5 seed, I think Denver gets in as the 5. I think New England is your 6 seed. And I've reversed course. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers rounding things out in the AFC. I didn't think Pittsburgh would make it. And I talked about the Steelers when they were heading into that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. I said, this team is fraudulent. They're not a playoff team. They will be on the outside looking in. But hey, I didn't know that Joe Alt was going to miss the rest of the season. And I think you see the Steelers take the spot of what would have been the Chargers spot. This game on Sunday is massive for both of those two teams. Like, you can make an argument the winner of that game is probably going to be your 7 seed. I could get down with that argument, but I do think the Steelers get the 7 seed and kick the Chargers out of the playoffs. So the wild card, I mean, Chiefs, they're going to beat the Steelers in the 2-7 matchup. That, you don't have to think twice about that one. Patriots at Ravens. That's fun. I do think the Ravens win. Like, the Ravens seem to have their issues when they see the Chiefs or the Bills. I do think they beat the New England Patriots, although Vrabel is a very good head coach, especially in the playoffs. I have the Colts beating the Broncos in the 4-5 matchup, which is very intriguing with that Denver defense against Daniel Jones in the playoffs. Like, we've only seen 2 playoff games from Daniel Jones. Good against Minnesota, horrendous against the Eagles. Like, let's see what it looks like this year, but I do think the Colts have just enough in that rematch of the leverage game that we saw in week 2 earlier this season. So I have all 4 division winners getting to divisional weekend. I like the Bills over the Colts, even though that game is very, very scary if you're the Buffalo Bills. And I have the Chiefs over the Baltimore Ravens. Like, it's Chiefs-Ravens. It's Mahomes versus Lamar. It's January. Like, until you see Baltimore actually win one of those games, I'm not sure how you could justify picking them. So, like we saw last year, once again this year, your AFC title game is Chiefs against the Bills. This time, though, in Buffalo, in the last game at Highmark Stadium before the Bills move into that nice stadium across the street next season. Unfortunately for Buffalo, they get closed out like they have every single January in this Josh Allen era. I got the Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl, and it's so funny that this might happen. Closing out Highmark Stadium to go to a 4th consecutive Super Bowl, something that no team has ever done except for the Buffalo Bills in the early 90s. How fitting would that be? But I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning in Buffalo a 4th consecutive AFC title. Now, we spent most of the time on the AFC because, to be frank, the NFC is not as interesting. Currently, the NFC playoff teams, Eagles is the 1, Tampa's the 2, Seattle's the 3, Green Bay's the 4, you have the Rams at the 5, the Niners at the 6, and the Lions at the 7. Spoiler alert, these are your 7 NFC playoff teams.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're just playing out the string in the NFC. These are your play. Take a photo, take a picture, write it down, send it to somebody. These are your 7 NFC playoff teams. Now, the seeding, I think, will shake up a little bit and will be different than what we see today. But I do believe wholeheartedly these are the teams who will be in the NFC playoffs. And the Eagles, they're going to win the NFC East. Like, it's the Commanders are banged up. The Cowboys are not a good team. The Giants are not a good team. Philly's going to win the division, barring something like, I don't even know what you would have to concoct for the Philadelphia Eagles to not win this division. The North, that's where it gets tricky. And right now, Green Bay's leading, but I think the Detroit Lions run him down. And this is going to be a massive game coming up in a few weeks here on Thanksgiving, Packers at the Lions. Like, Detroit, I think, will win that game, and they just seem a little bit more consistent to me. I know what happened last Sunday. They lost to the Minnesota Vikings, and yeah, like, you could poke some holes. The O-line's banged up. Let's see what Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell later on this Sunday when they take on Washington. But ultimately, when this team gets healthy, especially on defense, I think the Lions are the most complete team in the NFC. Coaching staff, talent on the roster, I think the Lions are going to be your one seed and win the NFC North. They're plus 125 right now, by the way, to win the North. The South, it's Tampa. They're minus 750. They're going to win the division. The NFC West, it's nip and tuck, man. You can make a case for all three of these teams, whether it's Seattle, San Francisco, or the Rams. We don't turn our back on Ramley. I've learned that through the first half of the season. Prior to the start of the year, I turned my back. I said Stafford's back is just not in a good place. This team is not going to the playoffs. But they burned me. They said, Femi, we're still that team that you believed in last year. I believe in the Rams. I think they get the 3 seed and they win the NFC West. Despite Seattle looking like an amazing outfit, I think the Rams just get by Seattle and win the division. They're plus 130 right now to win the West. I do think that is a good bet to make on the Los Angeles Rams to win the division. Your wild cards, I have Green Bay as the 5, I have Seattle as the 6, and I have the Niners closing things out as the 7. So I have 3 NFC West teams that will be making it to the postseason at the end of this regular season. So let's play out the playoffs, shall we? Eagles hosting the 49ers. Yeah, give me Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia wins that game. Rams hosting the Seattle Seahawks would be the 3rd installment of this game. I think the Rams at home get it done. Although that is a very, very difficult matchup. Like, third time division, like, yeah, that can be tricky, but I do think the Rams get it done. Packers at the Buccaneers. I think this is where we see Green Bay's upside. Packers over Bucks. When they're in big spots against good opponents, you see the very best of the Green Bay Packers, and their very best is better than Tampa's. In the divisional round, give me Lions over Packers, just because I think Detroit's a much more trustworthy team, even though Green Bay is a scary matchup. And then give me the Rams over the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Almost clipped them last year. I think they get him this year. And we have Matthew Stafford going back to Detroit, where his old mates beat him again in the playoffs. This time, though, in the NFC title game, I have Lions over Rams, which sets up a Super Bowl in Santa Clara between the Chiefs and the Detroit Lions. Once again, at the end of the day, it's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, it's Steve Spagnuolo, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs over Lions, Super Bowl exacta, 30-1 over at BetMGM. Spoiler alert, that will be your matchup come February, and Kansas City will have the confetti falling down on them once again. We'll tackle the top stories from throughout the world of sports next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.